The concept of peace clubs comes from the understanding that rural communities and local communities are peace-loving communities, which has values and principles that bind them together, and that they would rather be peaceful than be violent if there is an option. And therefore, they need to be organized around work and their issues of peace in their communities for them to work towards a peaceful community. So communities, Zimbabwean communities, are naturally peaceful and law-abiding. And they want to be peaceful and to work together. They are tolerant of each other.
Coming to you, Gogo Imelda in Mondoro, can you just explain to us how you as a community have been assisted by those coming to help you in, you know, doing work that is related to peace in your communities?
We get people who come to give us workshops on peace building. They talked about conflict, different types of conflict. When there are conflicts in a place, development is hampered. And there is no love. What is happening in the country this time is due to conflict. You know, these people who came to us, they are church people. They got together, thought they know they should come to us and talk to us about, you know, getting rid of conflict. There are conflicts, personal conflicts, and there are conflicts with the groups, conflicts, you know, with even with political groups. And we get these conflicts even in the family. And so these people help us a lot.
Yes, thank you, Gogo Imelda. Let me just go to Mr. Mahia. As you can hear, Mr. Mahia, Gogo Imelda is appreciating the work that is being done by the churches and groups like Heal Zimbabwe in bringing together people from diverse cultures and political affiliations. In terms of political violence, Mr. Mahia, how have you been finding it in terms of trying to get access to areas which were very difficult to access in terms of political violence? How are you managing in those communities?
We have been able to access communities that have been affected by political violence by working through social gatherings, identifying common community platforms that bring people together regardless of political affiliation. These are social community groups and gatherings that would not create a sense of suspicion when people come together. We have tried to use these platforms on the basis that communities are naturally difficult to access because of the administrative and legal challenges that are put by politicians. Also because of the laws that give us the need to be able to notify the police of some of the activities that are taking place. And then a lot of problems, a lot of challenges are placed on the way so that people don't meet. The second challenge has been that we normally work through traditional leaders and the church. But our traditional leaders are part of local government. Then in the local part of local government, at one point or another, at some level, they are controlled by the minister and the ministry of local government, which then brings in the political affiliation. So in situations where you want to go into a community and your message is perceived to be a message that is giving the impression that there is no peace because you're talking about peace. Because when you talk about peace, they ask, why are you talking about peace when we are peaceful people? They do not appreciate the concept of negative peace, where people just pretend that they are happy and peaceful together, but it's merely out of fear.
Going back to you, Gogo Imelda, in terms of what Mr. Mahia is talking about, how has your community been welcoming the people who are bringing the message of peace and trying to rebuild your community?
People do accept, you know, that message. But, the background, political background, people tend to act according to who they are in politics. And that is really causing differences between people.